This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So we did some big picture stuff up at the top, Samaya, Catherine, and I. Here is another little tidbit, this of the maybe not so great variety. New numbers out this morning suggesting that the services part of this economy, everything from banking to legal to dog walking, is shrinking. Two things you need to know about that. One, services is way bigger than manufacturing in this country, despite what you might read and hear. And number two, China. Marketplace's Scott Tong has it.
For the first time in 4 years, service sector business is down. That's according to an index from IHS Market. One soft spot in the service economy is logistics and transportation jobs that support exports. And that's because of trade tensions between the U.S. and China, says customs broker Rosemary Coates at Blue Silk Consulting.
We've damaged our relationship between the two countries. It's never going to go back to the way it was 10 years ago. You're going to see all the players, the services surrounding it, transportation carriers, air freight, ocean freight, are going to suffer.
Also down, the hospitality industry, as outbound Chinese tourists, who tend to spend big in the U.S., are not flying. And these pieces of the service sector add up to the biggest slice of our economy, far bigger than manufacturing or farming. Danielle DiMartino Booth is market strategist at Quill Intelligence.
If we see deterioration in the services sector, you're talking about the vast majority of the U.S. economy, and you don't have a little red flag raised. You know, you start flashing a big red button.
Most jobs in the U.S. are service jobs, 6-to-1 compared to factory workers. Economist Christian Zimmerman at the Federal Bank of St. Louis explains how this happened. As machines replaced most farmers and factory workers over time, that freed people up to do service work and have spare time for vacations.
Now going on vacation requires a hotel industry, a transportation industry. This is now possible because we're not working 12 hours a day in a factory or in the field.
To be clear, today's shrinking service sector number is just 1 month's number. We'll need more time to divine whether it's a trend or a blip. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.